Good news, everyone!
It's Jake Z. Lee.
And there's a surprise in your cereal box.
I'm great! Everybody else sucks!
Let's get dangerous!
Yes, sir, random kid I just met!
It's time to check the link.
Oh, wait, you're serious? Let me laugh even harder.
You know what? You just made the list!
Hooray! People are paying attention for me.
It's all in football.
Sure, we talk about it all the time.
Really?
No. Burn.
What is up, you ducks? On a Halloween week, a Halloween day. If you're listening to the podcast, that's because we're wearing masks. I might sound a little bit different.
So hopefully I sound you're different enjoying too.
Hopefully you're enjoying this on video, which I didn't even know that the fading in and out mask is going to make my background fade in and out because of the lighting. Which is
yeah, for anyone who is not watching this video, sorry, my helmet has a mind of its own. I'm the Mandalorian, so I'm going as the Mandalorian.
Mandalorian.
And please like do yourself a favor and watch this because this is the creepiest thing I've ever seen from Jake, like ever. It is really frightening, I'm not going to lie.
I was trying to find something for this Halloween, and Nicole and I were shopping, and this is what we found. By the way, I appreciate yours. I have my Mandalorian stuff up there somewhere. I have. This
I know
that's.
I harness my inner Jake.
Ow! I just punched something. I don't know what I punched. I can't even read the comments. So hopefully, all of you guys are enjoying this as the dogs are getting freaked out by this mask. But it is all in football. It is week 9. Week 8/recap/9/ Hey, you see, I'm doing a lot of slash because Halloween. Eh, there you go.
Oh.
We're going to talk waivers, as always, and worries. And should we just start with Will Levis? Should we start with the amazing Will Levis who comes out four touchdowns in his first game?
Oh, yeah. Start with my text that I sent you?
Yes.
When did we... I didn't realize that we were going to see the laser cannon show from Will Levis. Like, Okay. Are you serious?
So you're angry because of DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
I think everybody had DeAndre Hopkins ranked low, myself included, and everybody faded DeAndre Hopkins because, Will Levis, the erraticness, who knows what it's going to be like. I went back and I watched again to make sure. It's the same Will Levis we knew from the draft. There was just some really deep throws, which he gets it out really easy. He flings it deep. These are broken plays. Actually, DeAndre Hopkins adjusted on the one. There were still some concerning throws. He could have had an interception. I threw at the feet and behind players a couple times. Look, I'm not trashing the guy. I'm just saying let's put it in perspective of, like, it's an amazing performance, but amazing for the quarterback is a little bit different than the amazing performance. It was a good first showing. I'll admit it was good.
It was.
I don't think it was great. I think there's a lot of broken plays. You don't think you're going to expect that every single week with better defenses, but that's not what we're asking about here, Lauren. Was it enough for you to say DeAndre Hopkins is now back into top 25/must-start realm?
I think that there can be an argument made for that. I'm not sure if I believe it. I need to see another game out of Will Levis before I can firmly make that call. But it would not surprise me just because DeAndre Hopkins is so good and now he's got someone who actually throws down the field. So it would not surprise me if DeAndre Hopkins is up in there in low-end wide receiver 2 territory consistently with Will Levis under center if he can keep just bombing it down the field.
So then let me turn it this way. So this was the best game for both. This was the best game Jalen Waddle's had this season. It was the best game Devonta Smith has had. It was both their third good game. The two previous games for both of them came on touchdowns. I feel like they all came for me this week because I ranked them in like 25, like a fringe wide receiver 2 to 3, saying this is just who they are at this point. Of Devonta Smith, Jalen Waddle, DeAndre Hopkins, now with Will Levis, who do you have the most faith in going forward past this week? Is it Hopkins because at least his is just a quarterback change and the other two are going to continue to be this way? Or did you like what you saw a little bit more from one of the other two?
You know, I really like what I saw from all three of them, but the one that really, I'm going to go with Hopkins. I think I really wanted to say Devonta Smith, but with A.J. Brown just being A.J. Brown, I think that the upside is on DeAndre Hopkins' side. Lots of sides going on. I'm a Mandalorian.
Slash.
Slash blind. How is he such a badass in this helmet? I can't see anything. I can barely breathe.
Him?
Yeah.
That's what partly makes him a bad... For all intents and purposes, like, I mean, the helmets don't make a lot of sense. It's like, here, you get a really narrow vision. Like, I can't see. Like,
I know. Yeah.
That's what Baby Yoda's for. So I agree with you. I actually think that Hopkins with Levis, at least Levis will pepper him, hopefully a lot, because it's who he seems to trust.
Yes.
Treylon Burks, it seems like Treylon Burks isn't going to happen. Maybe Treylon Burks has a little bit of hope left, but Westbrook Akina got the touchdown. But now, on the flip side of things, as we do talk worries. So, Matt, I'm trying to read this, everybody. Like I said, I can't read your comments too well. It's like really, it's very speculated. I don't even know. It's pixelated. So.
Oh, there you go.
Stafford, Drake London, Kirk Cousins, Kenny Pickett, all big injuries. There were others as well that we'll talk about. But I think I saw somebody ask about the Rams. I don't even know if it's about Stafford or whatever it might be. The Rams are in the worry report, and it all comes down to Matthew Stafford. If they're going to turn to Brett Rippon or Stenson. Yeah, he gets Stenson out there. I was originally having them in the worry report, Lauren, and I originally was going to have Kupp and Nacua. More so Kupp, because that's two games in a row. Like, look, it's not the Kupp we used to know. And, you know, at this point, it's just, it could be a weekly volume game now with Nacua, where Nacua's actually had a higher team target share since. It's actually, not only is it higher than Kupp, it's higher than it was before Kupp even played, the team target share. But I was still only going to put one duck for Kupp. But if Stafford is going to miss time, I think now you can talk about three ducks, a concerning worry that maybe Kupp at this point, wide receiver 2/3, very much in the Devonta Smith, Jaylen Waddle conversation without Stafford.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I think that if Stafford is out for long term, he is going to be in the exact same conversation as DeAndre Hopkins. And just because he is so incredibly talented, just like DeAndre Hopkins, he can has the ability to make plays and make plays happen. And I think he'll be a target monster for Rippian if he is the starting quarterback. So there's going to be a lot of weird moving parts that we have to really keep a close eye on when it comes to the Rams offense. But I am definitely worried this is no longer going to be, you know, automatic wide receiver one territory for Cooper Kupp. It's going to be very concerning for Puka Nacua, but he will have some games that are huge because he is Cooper Kupp. It's just not going to be the consistency that we want.
Well, on the one quarterback that we do know, Kirk Cousins is done for the year. And I don't know if anybody in here has mentioned it. I saw somebody on Twitter being like, Ryan Tannehill to the Vikings. I said, I thought we didn't want them to tank. Like, why are we excited about Ryan Tannehill? Like, am I crazy, Lauren? I don't want Ryan Tannehill. I mean, it is Kellen Mond situation or whatever they plan to do going forward. But, I mean, they have to figure out something. And I don't think Tannehill is that massive of an upgrade. So all the excitement we had about Jordan Addison, if you had to go from today forward, not knowing what the quarterback situation is, would you continue to rank Jordan Addison in front of Devonta Smith and Jaylen Waddle as you just did this past week? Or is now you're putting it behind them.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. And that's so sad. It's sad for Justin Jefferson. It's sad for Jordan Addison just starting to get on this monster roll and then boom, explosions. This is terrible. But yeah, I really do think you're going to have to downgrade Jordan Addison. And that's a shame because he's just been on fire.
Yeah, you know, I said, come on, didn't I? I mean, Jaren Hall. I'm thinking of the old one.
I knew what you meant.
You know what I meant. Jaren Hall. Actually,
we're not
I think
exactly ourselves today. We are a
fifth rounder. Yeah, it's. I will say this. Why not just trade for Jameis Winston? Like, if you talk.
I was going to throw that out there. There are some names that I think can be picked up. I think Jameis Winston would be fantastic. Then I would not be ranking Jordan Addison down or Justin Jefferson because Mr. 30 for 30 can fling it. So I wouldn't mind that one at all.
So then let me turn it around. Would you try to buy low on Addison for people who are worried, being like, oh my gosh, this is going to be terrible the rest of the year? Look, we have to call one way or the other. We don't know. Obviously, we don't have any inside information of what they might do. So would you try to buy low on Addison saying like, you know what, if he does get somebody like Jameis or something better, maybe he continues to be what he is? Or would you try to sell high because maybe they don't even do anything? Maybe just let Hull run the entire year and it's just down from here.
I think this is a buy low opportunity. I don't think that they're going to stick with Hall if there are other options that become available before tomorrow, especially with that trade deadline looming. So I think this is a good buy low opportunity because people are like, oh my God, what am I going to do with Jordan Addison now? And then you're like, hey, you know what? I'll swoop in and take them off your hands for you. So I do. But I also don't hate trying to sell high on him too if you're desperate and need other pieces on your squad.
Okay. Let's continue to move on from some more waivers and see if are you at all interested in the potential resurrection of zombie, because it's Halloween, Juju Smith-Schuster. Because no. Look, he's scored.
Everyone's hurt on the Patriots. So
that's
yes.
Why. Like, I so guess. Kendrick Bourne got hurt. Devontae Parker got hurt. At this point, it's probably Demario Douglas and Juju Smith-Schuster. And I've had Demario Douglas in the waiver column. I think Douglas is interesting. And I would actually pick up Douglas before Juju. But if you need a wide receiver, we got four teams in a bye this week. If you need, you're not going back to Juju Smith-Schuster. You're not digging him out of the grave, seeing if he's got a hand stuck up through the dirt.
I get it if you have to do that. I'm not excited about it. But, you know, Mac Jones does have to throw the ball to somebody, so why not Juju Smith-Schuster? He's shown us that he's capable of doing it, just not so far this year, which is a shame. But if you're desperate, I don't hate the play, but it's not something I'm running to the waiver wire and getting excited about getting Juju Smith-Schuster.
So, yeah, I'm with you. Juju Smith-Schuster is going to be way down the ranks. He'll be behind Demario Douglas for me.
But... Oh, yeah, absolutely. I agree with that.
Speaking of coming back to life, speaking of resurrecting from the dead and looking great, like didn't even look like he's dead. Didn't even look like shook it all off and looked spectacular. We're talking Jahan Dotson.
It's our boy.
It was. This is Cam Akers circa last year. Everybody gave up. Everybody dropped him, and now pick him up for the stretch run. And the people that get to enjoy Jahan Dotson have nothing to do with the people who drafted Jahan Dotson.
Exactly.
Because they got frustrated and dropped him. Here's how bad it was for Jahan Dotson. For me, in my home league, that's a keeper league, I dropped him because I blew up my team. And of course, I'm going to go 2-0 this week and have like the best week I had all year. But I blew up my team for next year, and I had Jahan Dotson, who I dropped 2 weeks ago, and I put a waiver claim in for Jahan Dotson with zero fab, and somebody else did the same thing, and he won him. Technically, I'm supposed to win the tiebreak because I'm in last place. And I was like, you know what? You keep him. I was going to pick up Zamir White anyway. Like, I was just kind of like, I'll take flyers on running backs for next year because I'd rather do that. And that's how bad it was. I let him. I was like, the tiebreak should go to me. You keep him. And then he goes off. Here's the thing. Curtis Samuel was dinged up last week when Dotson had a decent game. Samuel was more dinged up, actually left the game this week. So I kept saying this in the waiver column for people like, should I hold on to Jahan Dotson? I was like, he needs an injury in front of him at this point. But he got one. He got an injury. On the flip side, Sam Howell did throw 51 times again.
No.
So forget what we like loved about Dotson in the preseason. If we were thinking of, like, let's call him Joe Magnolello Hello or whatever his name is. Let's just put a different name on his jersey. He's not Jahan Dotson anymore. Would you still be interested?
Yes. Yes, I would be. I would be interested. And it really boils down to that Curtis Samuel injury. That's what I was going to lead with was, I guess, thanks Curtis Samuel for getting hurt. That's, you know, a horrible thing to say. But yeah, I do think that with as much as Sam Howell gets sacked, he needs to release the football a lot faster. I think he showed a way bigger improvement when it comes to timing. So I think that this could be a trend moving forward because they did play well. They played the Eagles well. So I am interested in, first of all, who is Andre Eisenmanahoff or whoever that is. And who is Jake Bobo? Who are these people?
That's Field Yates' favorite player. He got his jersey.
I'm like, is this a prank? Like, is someone, because I'm looking through my ESPN stats to see who's been scoring touchdowns.
You know what this sounds like, Lauren?
And I can't.
It sounds like you didn't read my top 75 rookies for the NFL draft. That's what I'm saying.
You're right. I did not. Want to know why? I don't like rookie wide receivers.
I know you don't, but you still want to know about them.
I don't care.
We like Jordan Addison. We like Zay Flowers.
There are a handful that defy the exception, or there are the exception to the rule that they defy my hard, fast truth about rookie wide receivers. There
it's
are those
not the
that
truth
can do
it's
that.
Not all of them. You know, it's a partial. It's like, what did it say?
I'm a Mandalorian.
Oh, I thought you were looking for This Is the Way. There you go.
This is the way.
This is the way. No rookies. Lauren hates you all. No friends of the shows at all. You know who's not a friend of the show?
Miles Sanders.
Ooh, that's not where I was going to go, but that's good because you hate Miles Sanders. You hate him. You hate him so much. Never going to be a friend of the show. Wish he didn't exist, Miles Sanders.
Yeah, who dat? I don't know who this guy is that you
Do
refer
you
to.
Do you think?
And the Panthers don't know who he is either.
I will give my opinion because I know yours is going to come from a jaded place of hating Miles Sanders. But do you think that after their bye, this was Miles Sanders not being forced back into the equation like Jonathan? Like, I'm not comparing Sanders to Jonathan Taylor. I'm comparing the situations. So Jonathan Taylor got much more than Sanders even did yesterday. He actually was outtouched by Raheem Blackshear. But point being is Chuba Hubbard was playing really well. You bring back Sanders slowly. Or was Hubbard playing so well and Sanders was kind of iffy even before he got hurt that this team has now made the change? Like, I'm bringing this up to say, would you go as far as if you roster crunch? Obviously, do not just go out there and drop him like Lauren would because Lauren hates him. But is it droppable? Is Miles Sanders droppable?
That's a close call because it is difficult to find starting running backs in this league in fantasy. So I don't know if I would go as far to say droppable, but he is not a must start at all. And until I see him getting back on the field and doing something that doesn't make Chuba Hubbard look like Superman on the field, I'm going to have him on my bench or package him up in a trade and hope nobody notices that he's on their team now.
See, that's what I'll say. I'd actually buy low. And this is relative. This is buy low as in throw him on my bench because people will be ready to drop him. And all it takes is Chuba Hubbard getting hurt, and Miles Sanders is going to go right back to being the lead. Like, they're never going to put Blackshear in the lead. His opportunities are going to be as a change of pace, pass catcher, complimentary piece. But that's what I was like. It's a throw-in. It's a complete throw-in. We're getting buys. Mm-hmm. We still got about, what, 3 more weeks until we get the trade deadline? And I don't know, forget the default. It's usually right around Thanksgiving. It's usually right around there. So you still have a few more weeks, but I think now's the opportunity. On the flip side, Alexander Mattison continues to lead and did not look good. To be fair, Cam Akers didn't look great either. He just happened to score a touchdown. Neither of them are that great.
What? Where was he in the second half?
Which one? Akers or at Madison?
Akers. He only had like 3 snaps in the second half.
I know. The Vikings, like, they're pulling the reverse whatever last week was, because last week Samson. That wasn't the reverse Samson. Neither of them got their hair cut. So there's no reverse Samson there. So the Madison Akers situation, I'll go far as to say this, Lauren. Like, just not only is Madison not look good in basketball games, not only has Akers become a thorn in his side and finally scored the first rushing touchdowns for the Vikings, which were the first, they were the last team to score a rushing touchdown. This is so bad that I'm not starting either one of them, period. I don't even care. I don't even care if we got the report on Friday. It's like, guaranteed Madison's going to get 2/3 of the touches. Guaranteed Cam Akers is going to, I don't care. I don't want either one of them. This offense is broken already with Kirk Cousins in the run game, and they weren't performing beforehand, and now you have this mix of you don't know who's going to lead any given week. I'm out on this team completely.
I'm out on Madison. I don't mind Cam Akers. I think Cam Akers will take over this backfield and he will be the lead. So I am okay with Cam Akers, but I do agree with you on Alexander Madison. Move on from that.
Who would you rather have for the rest of the season, just a stash on your roster? Would you rather stash
I still have a really hard time looking at you. You're scaring me. It's terrifying.
Oh, this is for tomorrow night. This is going to be great tomorrow night. I'm going to, like, I don't even know if my niece is going to. Would you rather stash or hold on to your bench Alexander Madison or Miles Sanders?
Why? Alexander Madison.
Okay.
Yeah, that was mean.
Is it worse or better than Damian Pierce and Devin Singletary? You know what's funny? And I'm going to bring this up for Meany on Wednesday. You remember what Meany was telling me about Damian Pierce? Remember what everybody was trying to tell me about Damian Pierce? That was a one-week thing. He's going to go back to being the lead. I said, I don't think so. I believe in the 50-50 split. I believe that DeMeco Ryans was not lying before they hit their bye. And, hey, I want to use both of them, including Motor, with that fun little nickname for Singletary. Do you know that their snap counts? They weren't 50-50 for the entire team. But do you know they were identical in RB touches again this week? 100%, a 50-50 split, right down the middle. Damian Pierce, Devin Singletary. Do you have any hope that Chris Meany was right and we get back to trusting Damian Pierce Or are you on my side? We're doing this, you get to call a side here with me not even here to defend himself. Are you on my side that this isn't going away and this is another backfield that I don't want anything to do with?
Yeah, I can't remember where I was with this before, because in the beginning of the season, I was really high on Damian Pierce, and I did not care about Devin Singletary
coming
in. Most
everybody was.
I mean, yeah.
I had a
bold, now I'm very
concerned. It was a bold prediction article, but I had a bold prediction article where, like, he was an RB1 this year.
Yeah. I don't blame you for that. But, you know, as the season progresses, we have to make adjustments. And I have come along to your side on this, Jake. This is going to be a very annoying 50-50 split. When your head coach has a nickname for you like Motor, all right, you're going to be on the field. So this is not going away anytime soon.
Okay. So would you rather, if you were forced to start next week, Damian Pierce, actually, like, Houston Texans running back, Minnesota Vikings running back, or Chuba Hubbard? Would Chuba Hubbard be over all four of them?
Yes.
Okay. And out of those four, would Damian Pierce be the highest, or would Alexander Mattison or Cam Akers be the highest?
I should put Damian Pierce, but I'm going to be wild. I'm going to be wild and crazy, Jake, demon man. It just got really bright. Oh, my God. You're freaking me out, dude. I'm going to go
with
Cam Akers now and
I
run.
I can control the lights, but that don't even look like this is how evil and dark it is. I can
control the lights. That is creepy looking. This is... For anyone, again, who is not watching this episode on YouTube, please go subscribe. FTN, come find us. All in Kid or All in Golden Kid. All in Football. And just look at this insanity. I'm actually wholesome, okay? You're not.
I don't think anybody's ever accused me of that. Although I do have cereal for dinner because I'm a child. So let's talk a little bit of good before we get out of here. And the Arizona Cardinals. Might be a shock to a lot of people, but I'm actually saying, you know what? Kudos on that performance yesterday. You were facing the Ravens that nobody wants to face. Dave Mercado basically had lesser version of Saquon Barkley day because he had almost all the touches again, and it was a usable day in fantasy. He was an RB2. I had him as an RB3. I was like, I don't want to touch anybody. And on top of that, Trey McBride, the other interesting tight end alongside Dalton Kincaid, McBride in his second year, people forget he was one of the best tight ends of last year's draft class, had a good day against the Ravens as well. Josh Dobbs, actually a usable day. So McBride and Dave Mercado, like, now that they're not facing the Ravens, or hey, you know what, even if they were facing the Cowboys, Dave Mercado in RB2 and Trey McBride tight end one. Are you ready to join me and claim it?
Yeah, there's not a doubt. I'm not even gonna argue with you on that. Absolutely, Trey McBride is a must add. We talked about this last week, I think, that he was a must add last week, but don't start him against the Ravens. And then he was just like, haha, hold my beverage, watch this. And yeah, Trey McBride is definitely going to be a top 10 tight end, not even a question in my mind. And also DeMarcado. I mean, James Conner's coming back. So long term, I don't believe in DeMarcado, but short term until we get James Conner back for sure.
Of course. There's enough of this here. Can I, like, make my head, like, look like it's lifting off and, like, not moving, actually? Like,
oh, that's cool. Oh, that is even creepier.
All right. Last couple, as of now, I can't even see anything at all. I messed something up. All right, so, before we get out of here, Ken Walker ceded a lot of touches to Charbonnet. Your glass of Charbonnet, Lauren, happened yesterday. Is this 1 week, and I'm going to cover all this in waivers, including Shakira, looking good for the Bills, but whether or not that's going to matter, they got to continue in three wide. More worries. I'm trying to figure out who else did we let. The Osborne situation. Brandon Cooks is doing well again. But anyway, last one we're talking about right now, Ken Walker has been banged up and dealing with injuries, although Charbonnet has too. Do you think, if you had to pick as of today, you don't get to read my waiver report yet because it's not out tonight at midnight. Are you saying this is a threat going forward? Or this is a one-off game, just happened to be their game plan, just happened to be because Ken Walker wasn't 100%.
I think that this is going to be a thing moving forward. I have not liked what I've seen from Geno Smith, and I think that they're going to really start relying on the run game, and that just includes both of those running backs. So Chardonnay.
So not necessarily a ding to Ken Walker, just more so.
No. Not a ding against Ken Walker whatsoever. I think this is the offense as a whole can be productive when both of those backs are contributing and on the field. And they're, like you said, they're both banged up. So it's not like there's a clear one over the other when it comes to health. But Chardonnay turned into my glass of champagne. So I'm very excited about Zach Charbonnet in this. But I do think that this is going to be a trend moving forward.
Okay. And on that note, as I make my head kind of floaty around, although you can still see my Tecmo Woe shirt, which is still one of the better shirts, you can follow Stepmom Lauren at Stepmom Lauren. Reminder, code All In gets you 20% off at FTN Fantasy. I'm at All In Kid. We'll be back Wednesday, 10 a.m. to talk week 9 ranks. And I'll actually be able to see some of your comments because I can't see Jack Squat Diddly. Enjoy Halloween and the candy. Love some candy. Yay!